I didn't know if he locked up the brakes or not coming into three, but when he passed me, you could see those wisps of flame from underneath the car. He took it all the way to the top side of four. He brought it down onto the apron. Alex documented, basically parked it at the start-finish line. They have a little cleanup over here because obviously some fluid is draining from that Chevrolet.
And he has climbed out of the race car under his own power. Safety teams are there. He got out of the car, Jeff. First thing he did is kind of bend down to his knees and take a deep breath there. That car was full of smoke. He seems to be shaking that off okay as the safety crews lift the hood, and the fire team continues to spray fire suppressant material on that flame that's coming out of the engine compartment.
Onboard fire extinguishers, every car has it. Every car is mandated to have it, not only at this level, but all the way down through the grassroots of short track racing. A fire bottle designed with one tug to put out a pretty extensive fire. How does that work?
That's just one of those things. You got to hit the button. There's a button inside the cockpits of these race cars. Where it's located, that's up to the race teams and where driver comfortability is, where they can get to that button. Hit that button and it extinguishes or puts out all that fire suppressant material that goes out over the race car and normally does a fantastic job of putting out any kind of flame. This one, I think you're right. I don't think he hit the button down there. He was able just to get the car down to the apron of the racetrack and get out of it as the flame looked like it extinguished itself.
There's a lot of valves that come out of the fire extinguisher and points in a variety of different areas. It will put out the flame underneath the hood. It will also put out a flame that would ultimately get back inside the cockpit of the race car. It works, and it's mandatory. Don't know whether he used it on that situation, like he said, or not, because when it rolled in front of us, there were no flames still coming from his race car. Able to get out, Ryan Vargas putting us under the caution flag.
Before we came back from the break, I mentioned that the race leader, Parker Retzlaff, may have a problem. Has the caution flag helped things out, Jason Toy?
Well, it's the big thing about it is he picked up a plate, a paper plate on the front nose of that race car towards the driver's side of the front nose. Checked in with the crew. They said it was not impeding anything on the air because it was over an area that already had tape on it, which is a good thing. Temperature stayed pretty normal in the race car, so really no complaints about it. They're hoping here maybe they can get a little bit of this breeze that's going across the racetrack here to blow it off during this caution, but also going to have to run what they have right now to make sure. But, yeah, nothing, no concern right now. The temperature's staying pretty normal.
So you take, a nickel paper plate. That could end your day here this afternoon, a big break for Parker, as we could clearly see that lap after lap. A full-size paper plate covering the grill opening will restrict the airflow. The temperatures go up. Engine, potentially, lets go, and your nights or your day is over. Fortunately for Parker, that did not have to be the case.
No, as pit road is open, looks like all the leaders are going to bypass the entrance to pit road. So if there's a silver lining at all to the paper plate on the grill of the race leader's car, at least it was colorful and matched the paint scheme of the race car.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready. Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
The 2004 NASCAR Cup Series Championship was won in dramatic fashion.
Well, they changed right side tires. Only the entire wheel came off.
But what happened throughout the year is what makes it one of NASCAR's biggest seasons. Hear all the stories on NASCAR Live Presents 2004 Chasing History. This week on Chasing History.
And I told everybody to listen. Look, Carl Edwards is the guy that should be in this car.
Get the latest episode of NASCAR Live Presents 2004 Chasing History at MRN.com or on your favorite podcast platform.
Still under the caution flag as cleanup continues from the Ryan Vargas incident after he had some kind of a malfunction in the mechanics under the hood of that race car, and that put him to a stop. They've gotten the car cleared out, now just putting some speedy dry down where there was some fluid left down there and getting that taken care of. 25 laps are complete. Parker Retzlaff leads Justin Allgaier, Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, and Brandon Jones. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Half a lap away from going back under the green flag here at Richmond Raceway. That'll give us 27 laps complete. There will be 48 laps to go here in stage number one as the field lines up behind the pace car.
And that's going to be Parker Retzloff restarting inside row one. He has the option to take the inside lane or the outside lane. He took inside. Justin Allgaier will elect to start outside row one. Cole Custer, Chandler Smith making up row two as we get ready to go back under the green flag, lap 27.
Caden Kreutzer is on top of the flag stand for the NASCAR Xfinity Series as it goes in the air, and we're racing again. Retzloff gets away with the lead. Again, Cole Custer gets aggressive and dives for the bottom of the racetrack.
Meanwhile, they're three wide behind them. Here comes Allgaier flying around the outside, looking three wide for the lead, and they are. Here they come out the corner. Custer gets into Retzloff. Retzloff gets into Allgaier. Custer gives way. Here comes Allgaier for the lead around the outside.
Boy, he is flying around the outside, too, is Justin Allgaier, and he will lead lap number 28. Retzloff back to second, side by side for third, back in turn number one.
Corey Heim is the driver that punctuates the landscape to the right elbow of Cole Custer. Here's Heim. He'll get a great run out of two. He'll get third. Now Heim wants second, side by side with Parker Retzloff.
Retzloff right on the bottom of the racetrack trying to regroup. Parker Retzloff led the opening 27 laps of this race. Coming into the day, the most he's ever led in his career total is 12 laps. Right now he's got his hands full trying to stay in the top five.
Justin Allgaier loves what he sees in the rearview mirror, saying, boys, have at it. He's pulling away. He is out in front by four over Heim. Retzloff doing everything he can to hang on to third, but his hands are full.
Well, that's where the battle is at the moment. Parker's got it. Cole Custer trying to take it away, and others lined up right there as well. Eric Almirola looking on. He rides fifth at the moment.
So Custer will grab third off the end of the front straightaway. Put him in position number three. Retzloff in fourth, side by side for fifth. Here's Brandon Jones to the outside. Eric Almirola down low. Both of those drivers trying to overtake the Retzloff car.
So far, what I'm seeing is the outside lane has been the way to get it done here. Allgaier, as Mike Bagley so eloquently described, took his car three wide to the outside lane, came away with a race lead, and now Mike Brandon Jones works the outside of Almirola.
Seems like that outside lane is coming into play, the lane getting wider. We talked about it at the very initial start of the broadcast. You want to get that lane to widen out. It is, and there's drivers taking advantage of it.
Brandon Jones is running the outside lane. Chandler Smith was for a moment, but as Brandon goes up the racetrack, Chandler takes a look down to the inside. That is the battle for the sixth position. Chandler and Brandon Jones.
Toyota and Chevy wheel-to-wheel coming off the end of the front straightaway. Brandon Jones in that Chevrolet holding Pat now, top side. He's able to hang on to the spot, keep Chandler Smith behind him as Almirola goes to work in front of them.
And he passes Parker Retzloff. So give Almirola the number four spot. Retzloff is now fifth, and he's having to play defense. Now, the full court press is on for the number five position.
Double barrel in action at the back door. Parker Kligerman make that Parker Retzloff trying to hang on to the spot, but he's got to fend off Brandon Jones and Chandler Smith. Both those drivers following Retzloff off the end of the back straightaway, but now bring in Ryan Sieg and Sammy Smith into the mix.
33 laps to go in stage number one. Right now they're running Justin Allgaier at the point. Then comes Corey Heim, then Cole Custer, Eric Almirola, and Parker Retzloff. He continues to hold down fifth, but again, he's under attack off turn two.
Brandon Jones is trying to wedge his way to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll get a fender up alongside, quarterway down the back straightaway. Not quite enough to get up alongside Retzloff and take the spot away.
Retzloff has moved his line to the middle of the racetrack in the middle of the corners, and that has enabled him to hang on to the number five spot. Brandon Jones, the harder you work at the bottom of the racetrack, the more you're abusing those tires. He's got company to the outside.
And that would be Chandler Smith. Again, the outside lane coming to life in the early going. Going to pay dividends now for Chandler. He's able to get up alongside Brandon. They're wheel-to-wheel off the end of the back straightaway.
And now they're wheel-to-wheel for position number three. Eric Almirola had got to the inside of Cole Custer. Then Cole took the spot back away. Let's pick it up. Battle for third. Cole Custer and Eric Almirola.
This battle going on while Justin Allgaier and Corey Heim pull away with one and two. Private battle for third. Almirola's car kicks sideways off the corner. He'll gather it up and dive to the inside of the General.
And Cole Custer will not even fight that contest. He'll let Almirola slide by and take over position number three. Custer will live to fight another day. Behind them, Retzloff continuing to try to keep everybody else at bay.
His hands are full. He's trying to keep spots and is doing so, but further back, you got some things getting a little dicey back there. Sam Mayer, A.J. Allmendinger got into it a lap ago. Allmendinger went up the racetrack. Mayer, that is, found his way through. Now Austin Hill is trying to get through Dinger.
And that is just outside of the top 10. Position number 11 is where you find Sam Mayer. They're thinking about three wide. Parker Kligerman, Austin Hill, A.J. Allmendinger. They take it in three wide. They sort it out double file.
Jesse Love's in the mix. Jeremy Clements is there. Josh Williams and Shane Van Gisbergen. That is a great battle just outside of the top 10. Kligerman, the first one out of line off the end of the backstretch.
He'll go down to the bottom of the racetrack. His orange and white Chevrolet to the inside of the red and white Whelan Engineering Chevrolet. Kligerman to the inside of Jesse Love. They continue to race positions 14 and 15.
And right in front of them, Austin Hill will try to ease down to the inside of the A.J. Allmendinger car. He had the lane for a moment, gave it up on corner exit, but here again, Hill's going to drive it in way deep into three.
There's some good battles going on all the way around the racetrack. Riley Herbst and Sammy Smith, they run side by side. You've got Jesse Love and Parker Kligerman and A.J. Allmendinger. They take it into the corner, three wide. And at the front of the field, while Justin Allgaier had been driving away from everybody, not so fast. Here comes Alex Hayden, Corey Heim.
Corey Heim is a highly talented young racer. He has certainly made a name for himself in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Won the regular season title a year ago. Part of the championship four was Corey Heim. Now in the Xfinity Series, here he is as he's getting the job done. He's already made two starts this year and in the Xfinity Series level. Best finish was 13th. He did that back at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. But Corey Heim is a talented driver and he looks for the race lead here at the start finish line, Jeff.
Driving for Sam Hunt Racing and Corey Heim, Mike Bagley wants the lead at Richmond.
Sam Hunt Racing smiles all around as Corey Heim flashes by Justin Allgaier. Look out, trouble turn two. Brandon Jones is around, up and into the outside wall. Ryan C. goes wide. He'll make contact with the wall. The Jones car slides to the bottom of the racetrack. You've got Ryan C., driver's side up against the safer barrier, trying to get his car righted as Jones and C. collide in turns one and two.
That'll put us under the caution for the second time today. Smoke billows from the Brandon Jones car as it still sits, pointing the wrong way on the apron of the racetrack in turn number two. He'll be able to grab a gear and try to drive away from the crash site.
Bundling and saving with GEICO is an easy choice, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like, what's the best animal in the world if not humans? I'd strongly consider ducks to be somewhere up there on the list. Think about it. Ducks can swim, ducks can fly, and ducks can walk on land. They have access to all terrains. They are the ultimate animal. And they wiggle their butts when they walk, which is funny. Yeah, ducks are awesome. End of story. Bundling and saving with GEICO. It's an easy choice.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points, all for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
After watching NASCAR TV's replay, Brandon Jones looked like he had an engine let go going into turn number one. Ton of fluid put down on the racetrack. He spun in his own fluid as he dove down into turn number one, backed it into the wall. Ryan Sieg was an innocent bystander and was collateral damage. As we were cautioned, this is going to be somewhat of a lengthy cleanup. There's a lot of fluid on the racetrack with 30 laps to go in stage number one. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
Back at Richmond Raceway, the Brandon Jones car with Menards on board of that car is being hooked up to the wrecker now after an engine let go on that race car and he backed it into the wall. A lot of fluid put down on this racetrack, Jeff, and this is going to be a tough one here because where his line was going into turn one was up against the outside wall, and he went down into turn number one. So there is a trail of fluid that this safety team is going to have to work on.
He said it a moment ago before the break. This is going to be an extensive cleanup, and you are exactly right. Virtually 100 yards, give or take, past the start-finish line is where that engine erupted, and he laid down fluid starting there going into turn number one. And all the way through to about the beginning of turn number two. That's where the crews are, safety crews are working right now. How about Corey Heim leading this event? These are the first laps in his career at this level as a race leader. But that doesn't tell the whole story. You were mentioning highly talented, no doubt, a ton of success driving in the Craftsman Truck Series, getting opportunities. And I think for a Corey Heim, you've got to make those opportunities pay off. Because when you look at drivers that just seem to maybe have so much talent and maybe overlooked from time to time, I put Corey Heim on that list.
I would, too. He's a driver picked up the win last week, as a matter of fact, at Circuit of the Americas in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. He has got a ton of talent and good car control. And for Steve Post, a young driver like that, when you exude that type of performance on the racetrack and show that type of commitment off the racetrack, good things can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And Corey Heim is starting to develop a long history of showing that. Alex, you and I watched him now 6 or 8 years ago in his first late model stock race at Martinsville, nearly won that race. And we were just both impressed at how good he is talent-wise, how mature he is, how he runs the race. And he has shown that in his short career here in the Xfinity Series, running three starts this season, but also in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series or NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. He was the winner last week at COTA. So he is just really, really talented. He's in the Toyota development program, and it's just a matter of climbing that ladder, and he's patiently been doing that. So I mentioned he did win that Truck Series race at COTA last week. Jason Toy, you were on that broadcast, and he had some interesting things to say after that big win at COTA last week.
It was that and what he said before the race, that he said that race had so much, he had so much pressure on himself for that truck race at COTA, and every time he gets an opportunity like this, he puts a lot of pressure on himself to show, because last week when we were at COTA, you had all three series there between trucks, Xfinity, and Cup. It's the only only road course race of the season for the Truck Series, and Corey Heim's only opportunity to show what he can do on a road course. We've seen what he can do with short tracks and bigger tracks, but last week he said he put so much pressure on himself and performed perfectly, came out with it, had a dominant truck, came away with the victory, and the reason why he wanted to have that, because he wanted to be able to showcase to those other teams, not only full-time in Xfinity Series, but eventually the Cup Series, where he wants to end up, on how good of a driver he is. He proved it yesterday, and so far today he's proven how great of a young talent he is.
Yeah, he is, and that has led to catch the eye of Jimmy Johnson, NASCAR seven-time Cup Series champion and owner of Legacy Motor Club, to be able to come out and say, you know what, we want you to be our driver, our standby driver, just in case one of our regular drivers can't make it. Same for Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan at 2311. Corey Heim is that standby driver. So, yeah, he's good, and yes, he's a regular again this year, earning points in the Craftsman Truck Series, but when he gets the opportunity, he shines in any other series, and who knows, he may be in a Cup car.
He's a five-time winner in the Craftsman Truck Series, and right now, Corey Heim out front in the NASCAR Xfinity Series race at Richmond.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
He's back here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Keep up with all of the action during the 2024 NASCAR season with NASCAR Today.
William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
Every weekday throughout the season, we'll bring you the latest news and insights.
At that point, I really had in my mind, okay, we can really win this.
As we count down the days to championship weekend in Phoenix.
It's surreal still. I can't believe I'm in this position.
I'm Chase Elliott. Listen to NASCAR Today every weekday right here on the Motor Racing Network.
50 down, 200 to go. We'll take a look at the full field rundown for you as we work under a lengthy caution flag again after Brandon Jones lost an engine going into turn number one. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
51 down, pit road will open up, but we're going to start a full field rundown, then we'll break it if we do have cars coming to pit road. We'll do that in a moment because Brandon Jones has just come from the care center. Let's hear from him now.
Yeah, we talked to him in the pre-race and really high on the qualifying effort and the momentum that they carried in here to Richmond for Brandon Jones, and have it go up in smoke back over in turns one and two as he's made his way out here. And Brandon, we talked in the pre-race how excited you were about this one, the opportunity, and how good things are running. What happened?
Damn it, go figure, right? I really, really felt strong about today, man. I had a great game plan to try to go take the lead early on. I got really loose, kind of start the race. A little surprised by that, but the track was pretty dirty. So I just had settled in. I was running really good lap times, comparable to the guys in front of us. I was kind of waiting to the pit stop to get an adjustment and get into turn one. It's like the whole drivetrain started to shake really bad, almost like what you would hear like top fuel guys talk about, the belt starting to shred really hard. You know, you feel that shake, and then I just spun. I'm assuming, you know, the oil line or something had to have popped off the thing and sprayed all over the tires. Because when I got out, there's oil everywhere, all on the ground, and fire blowing out the left side from probably cranking on the headers right a little bit. So, man, I hate when you have fast race cars and a mechanical failure like this takes you out of contention, because you look back and you're like, all right, well, there's nothing to debrief on. Like, what? I can't do nothing different, you know? So I would much rather it, you know, I would rather there nothing ever happen, but I'd rather it be my fault and I can go fix that, right? You can't fix these little failures like this. So all in all, we'll be good, man. I got a good racetrack coming up. Martinsville is one of my favorites. We qualified second, so that's just momentum, man. That's a good pick selection for next week and everything. So we'll rebound, put this one behind us. We'll figure out what the heck happened to that thing and try to eliminate it from doing it again.
All right, Brandon Jones able to walk out here, and he talked about how a lot of these run together. Doing good things here can help him out going into Martinsville next week. But unfortunately today, Brandon Jones blowed her up.
Yeah, he did. He's highly enthusiastic and confident going to Martinsville Speedway, and he's right. It is one of his better tracks statistically, so that gives him an extra vote of confidence. It looks like cleanup over in turns one and two is just about buttoned up there, so we're getting closer and closer to getting back under the green.
Corey Heim, Justin Allgaier, Eric Almirola, Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, top five. Parker Rutzloff, sixth. Riley Herbst, seventh. Sammy Smith, eighth. Sam Mayer, 9th. Austin Hill, right now running 10th.
Parker Kligerman is 11th. Jesse Love is 12th. And Josh Williams is 13th. Kyle Weatherman goes 14th. Jeb Burton is 15th. Matt DiBenedetto, 16th. Ryan Ellis is 17th. How about Bubba Pollard is up to 18th now. Sheldon Creed is 19th. And Leland Honeyman is 20th.
21st, Taylor Gray. 22nd, Logan Bearden. Josh Balicki, 23rd. Joey Gase, 24th. Haley Deegan, 25th. Anthony Alfredo, 26th. Garrett Smithley, 27th. Shane Van Gisbergen, 28th. Patrick Emmerling, 29th. And running 30th, although under caution, Dawson Cram.
31st is Brennan Poole. 32nd is Kyle Sieg. 33rd is Jeremy Clements. A.J. Allmendinger is 34th. Ryan Sieg is 35th. Blaine Perkins is out of the race in 36th. Out of the race 37th, we just heard from Brandon Jones. And out of the race 38th will be Ryan Vargas. Now, I mentioned Allmendinger and Clements and Kyle Sieg. That's back 32nd to on back. Those drivers came to pit lane, made some adjustments on their race cars. Steve Post.
Yeah, Shane Van Gisbergen is another driver. He has the very first pit box based on that strong run last week down at COTA, and they came in, they did not take tires, they just made a chassis adjustment on the car. I'm making my way now to AJ Allmendinger's pit. They had some damage on the splitter on the car. They wanted to take a look at it. AJ did not take tires either, so they've made adjustments on ill-handling cars. Both Shane Van Gisbergen and AJ Allmendinger not happy with the cars, but they did not want to bolt new tires on, because conventional wisdom is you run to the end of stage one, you take a set, run to the end of stage two and take a set, and that leaves you one set to use during stage three. So chassis adjustments for Allmendinger and Shane Van Gisbergen here on lap number 52 when they pitted.
Well, we're going to go 20 more laps, Postman, before that green and white checkered flag goes in the air. That will conclude stage number one. That will be lap 75 as we work lap 55 right now. Yellow flag being put away, lights out in the pace car, getting ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com to get started.
There will be 19 laps to go in stage number one when we take the green flag. Corey Heim, the race leader, had the opportunity to choose which lane to restart in. He will choose the bottom side of the racetrack. There was some discussion that they were going to go top side, but with all the speedy dry that was put down out there after the engine let go from Brandon Jones, they have decided to take the inside of the front row. That'll force Justin Allgaier to make a decision. He'll opt to go to the outside of the front row and try to drag race with Heim.
Green flag will be coming out on lap number 56 with Corey on the inside, Justin Allgaier on the outside, row two inside. Cole Custer outside Eric Almirola, and we are back at it here at Richmond. Side by side, they head to turn one. Cole Custer thought about it and then tucked back in line. He'll follow Corey Heim.
Corey Heim threw the block off the end of the front straightaway to protect the lead, but he's got a tough customer on the outside. Here's Justin Allgaier. Fender out in front. Allgaier to the lead for a moment in three.
He's on the outside lane, and he has got a trunk full of Eric Almirola, who is third, trying to take second away from Corey Heim, who hangs tough down on the bottom side of the racetrack. Heim will pull even with Allgaier again.
There is no doubt the outside line is the fast line. The question is, can it be maintained? That's what Allgaier is trying to do right now. They exit two with Allgaier half a car out in front. Corey Heim doing great work keeping pace down low.
Side by side for the lead here at Richmond. On the inside, Corey Heim. On the outside, Justin Allgaier. Advantage at the stripe goes to Justin. They continue to race side by side with Eric Almirola right behind.
Eric Almirola waiting to see how this is going to shake out. He wants some room to race, but he can't find any. He's got Cole Custer right behind him, and behind Custer, here's Riley Herbst sliding to the inside of Chandler Smith.
Take that spot away, does Riley Herbst. That is the number five position. Can't look away from the top three, however. Allgaier will finally get away with a race lead. They're left the battle for second as Almirola goes to the outside of Heim.
Heim can't get to the outside lane. Almirola beats him to the punch, and he'll get a fender out in front of the exit of two. Eric Almirola, Corey Heim, couple of Toyotas, side by side for second.
And then you've got Cole Custer. He's alone in fourth. Riley Herbst runs fifth. Side by side right behind them with Sam Mayer down to the inside on Chandler Smith. That's a tough way to get around. We'll follow that battle back to the corner.
Wheel-to-wheel battle for the sixth position coming into the corner. You've got Sam Mayer down to the inside of Chandler Smith. Smith strong from the top of two. He'll grab the advantage on the backstretch, but here's Mayer hard down low still.
Still working wheel-to-wheel. A couple of red, white, and black cars. The Mayer car is a Camaro. The red, white, and black Mobile One Toyota GR Supra, that is the car of Chandler Smith. They stay wheel-to-wheel.
First side-by-side battle inside of the top 10 comes back to turn two, still in lock formation. Sam Mayer in that Chevrolet gets a bit wide coming off the corner. He'll grab hold of the car, hang on to that spot while still pressing Smith.
And that is the battle for the sixth position. The top seven have broken away from Parker Retzloff. There's some hard racing going on back there. But back to the front of the field, Eric Almirola looking for the lead on Justin Allgaier.
Eric Almirola's got a fast race car, and he is about to put it on display. He's got to get through Allgaier to do it, but Almirola is there for the point.
Almirola goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Allgaier goes topside. Almirola gets a pretty good bite up off of turn number four, gets the right front to the left rear of Justin Allgaier, pulls even in turns one and two.
Allgaier slides up the racetrack. He'll give Almirola the look, and Almirola will not be able to get it done out of two. Allgaier's car coming to life in the second lane from the bottom. Almirola just pounding away at the bottom.
As we work lap number 64, what a great battle at the front of the field. Three cars contesting it. Justin Allgaier has the lead. Eric Almirola is trying to take it away, and Corey Heim is looking on.
Almirola sends it in deeper into corner entry. That'll pay off until the middle of the turn. That's when the outside lane for Allgaier kicks in, but Allgaier slips off the corner. New leader, Eric Almirola.
He'll be our fourth different driver to take his turn leading laps here in the Toyota Care 250. He has got his Toyota GR Supra at the front of the field. Down to 10 laps to go here in stage number one.
Three-car breakaway as they come into the corner. Couple of teammates wrestling for the fourth position. Riley Herbst's car has come to life. He'll go to the inside of Cole Custer, put Riley in fourth, Custer to fifth, and now they look side-by-side for sixth.
Well, that's a battle that just will not go away, Mike, with Sam Mayer working to the inside on Chandler Smith. Lap after lap, those two have been battling. That is for position number six. It's up for grabs. They continue to go wheel to wheel.
Sam Mayer needs good fortune today. Early on, it's looking good. That is a very fast race car Sam Mayer's driving right now, but he's having a hard time getting by Chandler Smith. Smith slides up, gives him room, but runs him hard for the top.
They stay right there knotted together, and there's another red, white, and black car right in front of them. That's Cole Custer, who slips off turn number four. Smith and Mayer have caught Cole Custer. This is a three-way fight for fifth.
And that comes off the end of the front straightaway with Cole Custer with the advantage. But again, the outside lane is where it needs to be and is. Custer was on the inside. Here's Chandler Smith flying around the outside to grab that fifth spot.
Seven laps to go in stage number one. We're following the battle from fifth on back. Chandler Smith has got it. Then comes Cole Custer, but not so fast. Sam Mayer is on the move.
Here he comes to the bottom of the racetrack. Going to sneak a peek, just trying to get that spot. He's there, and he will grab that position. Chandler Smith gets through. Now Sam Mayer gets through, as Cole Custer is just trying to hang on for now.
He is, because Brennan Poole occupies the inside lane, and Brennan Poole will slide by Cole Custer. Good run for Brennan Poole. He gets up now to the number seven position as they race back to turn number one.
Sam Mayer finds his way to the inside of Chandler Smith before they even get to the entrance of the corner. And it'll pay dividends off the corner. You've got Chandler Smith right now, having been just passed by Sam Mayer and about to be passed by Brennan Poole.
Well, he is on new Goodyear Racing Eagles, and we talked about how important they are. Brennan Poole is flying through this field. He had six. That is not going to satisfy him. He goes after Sam Mayer.
He goes after him, and it pays dividends. He will grab the spot now. As closer to the front, the battle heats up for second.
And that's Justin Allgaier, who's got the spot. Looking to his inside is Corey Heim. And Riley Herbst has arrived. Herbst has the Monster Energy Ford Mustang to the inside of Corey Heim, trying to take spot number three.
Side by side for third. Here comes Riley Herbst. That Ford Mustang powers to the bottom of the racetrack. Corey Heim, though, strong up top. Matter of fact, Heim goes to the high lane, and he'll go to the outside of Allgaier for second.
And here comes Brennan Poole. We are now three laps away from ending the stage. Brennan Poole will go from fifth. He's got fourth. He's up to third, and he's looking for more.
He wants the number two spot from Corey Heim. Heim again adjusts his lane at corner entry, and then Heim will pull the car to the bottom of the racetrack. Brennan Poole is on his back bumper and will follow him back to corner three.
And which lane will open up? Now Brennan Poole gets on the back bumper and moves Corey Heim up the racetrack. Brennan Poole drives by at the start-finish line. They're looking three wide behind them for position number four.
Sam Mayer's the car that ducks down into three wide territory to the inside of Herbst and to the inside of Allgaier. Herbst has to give way. Allgaier still occupies the high lane coming off the corner with Sam Mayer powering his way to the inside.
And we are down to one lap to go here in stage number one. Corey, check that. Eric Almirola comfortably out front. Brennan Poole comfortably in second. Let's pick up the battle for fourth. It is three wide.
Here they come off the end of the front straightaway. Riley Herbst trying to wedge his way back to the bottom. Sam Mayer now bobbles. Herbst gets into him on the back straightaway. They both sort it out as Almirola leads him back to the corner.
Coming up off turn number four, green and white checkered flag is in the air. And winning the stage will be Eric Almirola. Brennan Poole will finish the stage second. Corey Heim will be third. Justin Allgaier gets fourth. Sam Mayer falls back to fifth. Riley Herbst sixth. Chandler Smith seventh. Cole Custer eighth. Taylor Gray ninth. And Sammy Smith was tenth.
And that is his second stage win ever at this level. Stage one is done. And Eric Almirola claims the green and white checkered flag.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out, and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to no more racing fuel. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
Feel like you're in the driver's seat and never miss a second of the race action with Racing Electronics. Racing Electronics scanners allow you to listen in on uncensored audio from your favorite drivers, spotters, and crews the entire race. Hear team strategy with critical passes, dangerously close calls, and all the pit stop drama. To learn more, visit them at racingelectronics.com. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
Working caution flag number 3 of the Toyota Care 250. Stage number 1 is in the books. It was won by Eric Almirola. Worth talking about a couple of stories. Sheldon Creed bounced off of the wall in the closing laps. He finished the stage 34th, the last car on the lead lap. And there's two young drivers. Well, maybe one young in experience at this level, but not young in age. Bubba Pollard and Taylor Gray are climbing the leaderboard. We'll tell you all about that in just a moment. From Richmond Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Back at Richmond Raceway, pit lane is open. Race leader Eric Almirola in the entire lead lap group comes to pit road. Jason Toy.
Eric Almirola for the first time. Bubba Pollard just a pit stall behind him. Four tires, Sunoco fuel. Chandler Smith, chassis wrench going in the right rear, putting on the second can of Sunoco fuel. Parker Kligerman, Justin Allgaier. Four tires, Sunoco fuel, the name of the game on this end of pit road. Everybody putting a little chassis wrench into it. C-Post.
Corey Heim happy with his race car. It faded right at the end. Minor adjustment, air pressure on that car. Four tires, Sunoco racing fuel. Sam Mayer a little bit free. He wants it just a little tighter, but not a lot. Going to be a minor adjustment there. Riley Herbst really, really good. Eric Almirola wins the battle off from pit road. Riley Herbst and Justin Allgaier are going to get second. Riley Herbst third. Chandler Smith fourth. And how about Austin Hill? Looks like he is the fifth car as they've raced off from pit road on pit stops, lap number 79, the end of stage number 1.
And Steve Post was exactly right. Eric Almirola in 1, out 1. Allgaier up 2. He comes off of pit road in 2nd. Riley Herbst up 3, coming off pit road 3rd. Then Chandler Smith and Austin Hill. That's your top 5 off of pit road.
The NASCAR season is here, and Toyota Racing is looking for clashers. Did you clash at the Coliseum with your favorite Toyota drivers? Clashing with the HOA who won't let you carve bell number 20 into your lawn? Or maybe your Tyler Reddick shirt clashed with your pants while meeting the in-laws? If you're a clasher, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
NASCAR's next generation of stars drive in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
And here they come. Zayton Smith now will try to advance his way to the lead.
Catch the excitement of every race right here.
NASCAR has made it official. Zane Smith is a back-to-back winner at the Daytona International Speedway in the opener.
On the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We are going to get you back under the green flag here shortly. Stage 1 done. Stage 2 on deck from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your 6th oil change when you get 5. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Eric Almirola ready to bring the field to the green flag here in just another lap and a half. Eric winning stage number one. Only his second stage win at this level in his career. Baggy said it earlier, we got a fast car closing in for the lead. Then he took the lead. We were talking about it during a break that we thought the quickest car over the long haul was Eric, and he's proven that out right now.
Yeah, he has, and they had the opportunity, the entire field that is, to come in, change tires, and more importantly, make adjustments to their race cars. Now, we'll find out who made the right adjustments and if anybody went the wrong way on their adjustments here. This is a pivotal part of the race getting ready to take place.
We know we've got a lot of people following Bubba Pollard, and we'll have more on Bubba throughout the afternoon. Bubba had climbed all the way to 14th. When the green and white checkered flag came out, Bubba lost five spots on pit road, and he will restart back in 19th position. So we're getting ready to go. The green flag will come out at lap number 84. Again, it is the Toyota Care 250. Tomorrow, it's the Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond Raceway. Mike Bagley is going to have NASCAR Live Race Day for you beginning at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, the Toyota Owners 400, and he will take you all the way up to the green flag. Rusty Wallace will join you and I, Alex, in the broadcast booth under the lights at Richmond on a Sunday night. And by the way, happy Easter weekend to everybody that's listening to us live on the Motor Racing Network as we get ready to go back into the green flag, lap number 84.
With Eric Almirola choosing the inside lane in his Toyota GR Super. Green flag goes back in the air in the Geico restart zone. Almirola snookers Allmendinger in the field, and he will get away with a race lead.
Coming into turn number one, Justin Allgaier just trying to get himself collected now after getting a stumbled start right there. Almirola away with the lead. Herbst will go to second. Chandler Smith will slide through for third.
And we're watching that good battle. Austin Hill inside. Justin Allgaier outside. Position number four up for grabs. It goes on right behind Chandler Smith as he locks down third.
Side by side and stacking up now from the fourth position on back. Hill and Allgaier wrestle there. Behind them, Parker Kligerman plows his way to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll ease by Sam Mayer, and from there on back, they are stacked up mightily.
Now the restart, NASCAR says, is under review. We stay under the green flag. Eric Almirola continues to show the way. Riley Herbst second, Chandler Smith third, Justin Allgaier is fourth.
That's the way they exit turn two and onto the back straightaway for side-by-side battle further back. That's where Parker Retzloff tried to hang on to his car, make that Taylor Gray in the mix, feeling a whole lot of heat right now from Kyle Weatherman.
As they come rumbling off turn number four, it is Almirola, Riley Herbst, Chandler Smith, Justin Allgaier, Austin Hill. That is your top five. Mike, you got to go a little bit deeper into the field, even outside of turn number or outside of the top ten to find the first good side-by-side battle.
Yeah, that's where Sammy Smith is making his way back to the front. He has just put the pass on the Kyle Weatherman car, but behind them, Corey Heim is deep in traffic, and he's trying to find his way back through.
He's got a great race car, does Corey Heim. He proved that early on. He led 15 laps earlier in the race, so he's going to settle in line right now for the moment, Jeff, with Almirola up front.
So let's give you a look at the top 10 as we work lap number 89. Still a long way to go in this one. 161 laps remaining in the Toyota Care 250. Across the line, it is indeed still Eric Almirola that is out front. Running second is Riley Herbst. Running third, Chandler Smith. And fourth is Justin Allgaier. Austin Hill, fifth. Parker Kligerman, sixth. Sam Mayer, seventh. Cole Custer, eighth. Taylor Gray inside the top ten. He's ninth. Sammy Smith right now is running in position number 10, but at the front of the field, the Toyota of Eric Almirola.
And the Toyota Care 250. We want to welcome to the broadcast good friend of the Motor Racing Network, Paul Dolshaw, Group Manager of Motorsports Toyota North America. Another fantastic Toyota weekend here at Richmond. Thanks for doing this again.
Yeah, we're really excited, and I want to thank everybody that's coming out and hanging out on this Easter holiday weekend and taking time with us, all of you guys taking time out from your families and my team that put together such a great event with everybody.
Now, obviously, there's a lot on the midway out here. You guys have a large footprint out here behind the main grandstands for the fans today. There's a great crowd on hand today, but what were the fans who are coming out for tomorrow's Toyota Owners 400 get the experience on the midway?
We've got a ton going on. There's a lot of stuff around Easter theme things with some trucks and some Easter egg hunts and things like that. You come into the display, into our Toyota Racing Experience. Tomorrow we'll have Christopher Bell and Martin Truex that are going to be out there. But just a lot of places to engage. We've got simulators. You can come and try to see if you can how you do on a lap time on the simulator. Spinning wheels. We are giving away special edition Toyota driver trading cards, so you can try to do that. There's a lot of stuff. We have some merch available, but just tons of stuff all over the track and on top of what they're doing here already.
So tomorrow's the Toyota Owners 400. Pretty self-explanatory. Basically, Toyota's way of saying thanks to everybody who's a Toyota customer. Today, it's the Toyota Care 250, though. What is Toyota Care?
Toyota Care is a no-cost service plan that comes with every new Toyota vehicle purchase. So you basically get 24-hour roadside assistance and all of your routine maintenance for the first 2 years, 25,000 miles on any new Toyota purchased.
As we continue to race here, we've got a Toyota GR Super at the front of the field in Eric Almirola. Another one currently third is Chandler Smith. We mentioned Corey Heim earlier leading some laps in this race. Today, this year already, you got to be pleased with what you're seeing here in the Xfinity Series.
Yeah, we've got some great drivers out there today and all year. You know, Corey's doing a great job for Sam Hunt and try to get that local story going.
And we got a caution flag. We got a spin. Logan Bearden has spun in turn number 4. That will put us under the caution flag here. We're working lap number 95. Eric Almirola, Riley Herbst, Chandler Smith, Justin Allgaier, and Austin Hill. Under caution, that's your top 5.
With a Toyota out front with Eric Almirola. Again, it's just a spectacular start to the season here with the GR Supers.
Yeah, it's going well. And Chevrolet obviously doesn't want me to talk because they made the guy spin out at that time. But yeah, that's fine. But I'm super excited. We've got some great young drivers coming through, and then with coaches coming down like Eric Almirola and just really taking some time with the younger drivers, it's going to be really great. And we're excited about tomorrow, too. The Camrys have been strong, and we look forward to see if we can put another one on the win board tomorrow.
Wouldn't be surprised at all for either one of them, today or tomorrow. Paul, it's always great to have you up here. Look forward to hanging out with you and your entire team all weekend long here at Richmond Raceway.
Yeah, stop by the bus tomorrow. We'll have some ham. So
we'll do it.
Oh, man, don't say it unless you mean it there. Paul Dolshaw, Group Manager, Motorsports, Toyota, North America.
Right now we work under the caution flag. Eric Almirola is at the front of the field, and he's driving one of those Toyotas. Eric Almirola leading right now under caution, lap 97.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.
While Jake is more into the Cape Cod style home.
It's a classic look.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Susan and Jake found a Cape Cod style home where they will only speak French.
Bonjour, je t'aime, merci beaucoup, and cordon bleu.
You'll get better with time.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Pit Road is open. Nobody among the top 20 electing to come to Pit Road. So we'll step away and get you back in time for the green flag to come back out from Richmond Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Next time by, 100 down, 150 remain. Welcome back to Richmond Raceway. The Toyota Care 250 getting the signal from the starter stand will go green in just over a lap and a quarter. Eric Almirola is the man out front, and he does have a very fast race car.
That's Almirola, not Almaguyer, right?
I believe it's Almaguyer.
Right. Yeah, that's Eric Almirola is the race leader. Riley Herbst is second. Chandler Smith is third. Justin Allgaier fourth. Austin Hill, how about Austin Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Only driver, we talked about this in a pre-race, only driver to finish top five in every race this season. This is one of his worst racetracks. Best he's ever done here is ninth. Got a great pit stop earlier, and now all of a sudden, here he is back in the top five.
And he got a bit of a break with the caution flag because he had faded Mike Bagley well behind the top four cars of Almirola, Herbst, Smith, and Allgaier. And Austin Hill was under a lot of pressure. Now the question is, how well does this car perform when we go back under the green flag?
That's a great question, because the key is, if you have something like that, the initial knee-jerk reaction is to get back on the throttle and power your way. But with this track the way it is and the tires wearing the way they are, you can't do that. You got to be patient. You almost got to check yourself before you wreck yourself, literally. You did a good job, but he's hovering, that Austin Hill. He'll restart on the inside of row three.
And that is Mike Bagley out in turn number three from Grand Rapids, Michigan. To my right is Jeff Striegel as we get ready to go back under the green flag.
Yes, we do, and we will do that on lap 101 as the field now coming off of turn number four in the Geico restart zone. Green flag goes back in the air. It's Eric on the inside, although Chandler Smith trying to go even lower. They'll go three wide into turn number one.
Further back, they're four wide, and Klingerman's up almost into the fence. Custer's up there as well. Klingerman did not come up to power, and everybody was making moves down low. Klingerman may have a problem. He is dropping on the outside, just trying to regroup with damage on the right side of his car.
It was a hornet's nest going into turn one. I believe somebody got into the left side of Custer, who then got into the left side of Klingerman. It sent Klingerman up and off of the safer barrier in the midpoint of turns one and two. It was Taylor Gray, the young driver involved in that incident. Taylor Gray's having a nice run today as he continues to learn. We talked about it a bit earlier. Bubba Pollard's another one having a good run. He's also inside the top 20. So we stay under the green flag. Eric Almirola, Chandler Smith, and Justin Allgaier are the top three.
Leaders come back to turn number two, sewn together the last lap. Almirola trying to separate himself and break away from positions two, three, and four. And he'll do it by a car length and a half off the end of the backstretch.
Well, you just mentioned Bubba Pollard. Let's follow him back to turn number three. He is three wide and learning the hard way right now, Alex. Bubba Pollard three wide with Parker Klingerman to the outside.
And Sheldon Creed to the inside. Creed rolls out of the throttle, lets him go. They settle that battle down as they're side by side from second on back.
Here they come up the back straightaway now as Almirola leads them through. You've got Chandler Smith. You've got Justin Allgaier. Riley Herbst stacked up. That's the front four.
Justin Allgaier wants second. Right now, Chandler's got it. Justin Allgaier going to the outside. Chandler Smith working down to the inside in turn one.
Another Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota on the move, trying to claim the second spot, but to do it, he's got to get around a Junior Motorsports Chevrolet. Chandler started a run out of two. The car slipped. He hangs on to it, but he will not be able to claim that spot.
He will not, as Allgaier hangs on to the runner-up position for the moment. Flashing by the line, completing lap number 106. Up front, it's Almirola. Allgaier second, but he still has heavy company.
Yeah, that heavy company is in the form of Chandler Smith. Chandler went to the high lane and looked for it coming out of two, but he couldn't get the grip, and he couldn't get the lane that he wanted. Instead, he'll stand pat, but Riley Herbst is right there behind him.
So we watch Riley, who has fourth, and again, that distance grows. Mike Bagley between fourth and fifth. Fifth is Austin Hill, under attack from Sam Mayer.
Sam Mayer is there and soon to be joined by special guest star Taylor Gray, who is taking his car to the bottom of the racetrack. He's a car length behind Sam Mayer. Mayer sees opportunity as Hill look to the inside of Hill.
They do as they race hard back here into turns three and four. Sam Mayer is right on the bottom. He'll slip off of turn number four and let Austin Hill try to gain the position back. There's a smoker up off of turn number four. It's Sheldon Creed. He's got some damage down the right side of his Toyota. He has certainly gotten the wall at some point in this race, Jeff.
Yeah, he did, and we got a battle shaping up there for second again. Now it settles down. Chandler Smith had got there, and now he'll roll back in line. Mike Bagley in third. A little bit further back, Sam Mayer, Austin Hill. They continue to fight.
Side by side for fifth. They tussle for that position. Again, Taylor Gray looking on. Sammy Smith beginning to close in, and all of the leaders are starting to encounter some lap traffic. The Ryan Sieg lap car being overtaken as he'll slide to the outside.
And he's going to keep his car to the outside lane, but coming up closely is going to be a side-by-side battle for position that's going to have to deal with the slower Sieg car. That's Austin Hill and Sam Mayer. The battle for fifth continues on.
And now it will settle down because they see the lap car. Don't want to take it three wide, so Hill will hang on to that spot. And now the Sam Mayer car will back away and follow Hill through.
111 laps are complete. Here's a quick look at the top 10 as they run at the moment. Eric Almirola, Justin Allgaier, Chandler Smith, Riley Herbst, and Austin Hill. That is your top five. Sam Mayer right there trying to take fifth away from Austin Hill. Taylor Gray with a solid run here this afternoon. He is seventh. Sammy Smith, eighth. Pole sitter Parker Retzloff is ninth. And Jesse Love, we haven't talked a lot about Jesse yet, but Jesse with another solid performance. He rides 10th.
You mentioned Taylor Gray in the top 10, the 19-year-old from Denver, North Carolina, a three-time ARCA Menards Series winner, and Steve Postie's putting together another great run here in the Xfinity Series.
Boy, he is going to be sick of hearing patience, egg under the throttle.